100. The River Crossing. The fall foliage had turned colors. The weather forecast indicated sunshine and cool temperatures. It was a wonderful day to be outside. I folded my notepaper and headed for the library. As I walked along the river towards the ford, I thought about my forefathers. Did they have the foresight to predict how strong this nation would become? My early forebears were simple farmers. They were probably too busy to foresee anything. Little did they know that they were the forerunners for modern agriculture. Because of their efforts, the pioneers who followed didn't have to forage for food. However, it wasn't long before agriculture gave way to industrialization. Our country's rapid advances during the Industrial Revolution foreshadowed its development into the world's most powerful nation. Presently, we're at the forefront of high technology. There's no reason why we can't continue to foment high-level development. Perhaps we should limit the number of military forays into foreign countries and concentrate on domestic matters. An expensive folly could significantly inhibit our economic growth. My thoughts were beginning to digress. Today, my foremost concern should be to research the folklore of my home country so that I can finish the footnote to my report. As I arrived at the ford in the river, I pulled up my pant legs and prepared to cross. There was a sign there. It said that the law forbids anyone from entering the river. I ignored the sign and started to cross. Then I saw a police officer with a forbidding look on his face. As I backed out of the river water, I wondered what my forebears would have thought if they had had to put up with so many silly laws.